Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What is going on, beautiful people? Today, we're talking about when a narcissist accuses you of never loving them. You never loved me, have you? You never loved me, did you? If you're new here, my name is Lee Hammack. I'm a clinically diagnosed narcissist, and welcome to another episode of the Narcissist Code. So, welcome back. Yes, y'all. This happens quite a bit. You never loved me, did you? You never ever cared about me, did you? There's no way you loved me or cared about me. Blah, 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 boo, 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 bee, bee, bee. That does happen quite a bit. I know people hear this, y'all hear this phrase or something very similar to it, because it's a phrase a lot of narcissists and toxic people use, y'all. When they say this, they are trying to weaponize your empathy a lot of time. They don't think you never loved them. Let me be real with you. Some of them think that. Yeah, some of them might actually think that. A very small percentage might actually think that. But most of them know you love them and cared about them because you put up with a lot of stuff before. But now they're trying to weaponize your empathy against you. They're trying to weaponize your compassion against you. They're trying to weaponize the fact that you care about them. The fact that you do care about them against you. They know you care, y'all. They know. But in order to get you to, in order to drain you of all the empathy that you have left for them, they need to say this type of weirdo stuff to you to get you to feel bad. To get you to feel like you are the aggressor and they are actually the victim in this situation. They need to feel like the victim in order to avoid accountability. Because if I can avoid accountability, then it's not my fault. I can always blame you, can't I? If I can avoid accountability by any means possible, then it's not my fault, is it? You know, it really is not my fault. How is it my fault if this happened? You know, how is it my fault? How is that my fault, Lee? Like, I didn't know this would happen. I didn't know it would go like this. Like, no. I didn't think it would be like this. That's part of the dynamic, y'all. That is part of the space that a lot of people fall into. You're dealing with toxic, narcissistic people. Something to keep up on my computer, y'all. Yeah, but that's the space that you fall into. And that's why I need a lot of people to realize, like, this is the space. Like, they know you care. But in order to get you to feel bad for them, in order to get you to give them another chance, in order to get them to play on your empathy, to weaponize the feelings that you do have for them, the feelings that they know you have for them, because you've put up with a lot, they need to say it again. You never cared about me, did you? Have you ever heard a narcissist or anybody say that during good times? When things are going well, when you've been treating them well, when they've been treating you well, have you ever heard anybody say that? Have you ever just rolled over, had your partner roll over on the couch when everything was going good, looked you deep into your eyes and said, hey, you never cared about me, did you? You never heard that, did you? You never hear that during time, when the times are good. But when it's time to hold their feet to the fire, or to hold them accountable, or for them to take some, to take some responsibility for their actions, now it's you never cared about me. Now it's you were never there for me. Now it's you never believed me. Now, because they want to make you feel guilty. Now, you never hear it during the good times, do you? There's a reason why, because they don't need it. It's in their back pocket right here. keys and wallet in my left pocket, phone in my right pocket, guilt trips in the back pocket, guilt trips in my back pants pocket. What you say? You trying to hold me accountable for cheating on you? You gonna leave me? Why, you gonna believe your friends and your lying eyes and screenshots and voicemails and text messages and a signed confession over me? Wow. Guess what I got in my back pocket? Swipe, you never cared about me, did you? Swipe, you never gave a damn about me. Swipe, you never wanted to be happy anyway, did you? You never really gave us a chance, did you? Swipe. Y'all gotta stop letting them swipe that damn accountability gift card. Get out of jail gift card, y'all. You're not playing Monopoly. This is your real life. This is absolutely your real life. This is the dilemma that a lot of people are facing in these spaces. You know? So if they say something, if they open their mouth and say, "Oh, you never cared about me. You never gave a damn about me. Like, this is all about you. You're a selfish person. You're this, you're that. Like, you, there's a reason why I treated you like that, because you act like that." Y'all, there's a reason why they say that, because they want to make you feel guilty. They know you care. That's the wild thing about it. They know that you care. They know it. That's proof. Why are you mean? They, like, think about this, y'all. They didn't put up with you. Y'all have been together for years or months, however long. This is not the first argument you've had. But now they pulling out their woodwork. "Oh, you never cared about me. You never loved me, did you?" When you're kicking them out your house for trying to beat on you, when you're filing a restraining order, when you refuse to drop their charges, it's always a bad situation when they are accusing you of this. It's always when they've done something wrong to you, when all of a sudden, out of nowhere, "Now, you never cared about me, did you? You now, because you refuse to drop the charges, you refuse to just sit down and meet them face to face. You refuse to give them closure after they've treated you horribly. Now, it's you never cared about me. You never loved me. Now, huh?" Y'all, look at the timing of it. Look at the timing of this, of the entirety of this thing. Look at the timing, because it's important. This is not an accident. This just didn't happen on accident. Like, they didn't accidentally say this. They've been holding it up and saving it up because they know you care. They know you've been putting up with a lot of stuff. They know that you've been tolerating a lot of stuff. They know that you've forgiven them for stuff that you shouldn't have forgiven them for. They know it. And they're hoping you got one more in you. You know, they're hoping you got one more forgiveness in you. They're hoping it. They're praying for it. "I know, look, you're not like that. You're not the type of person that's going to take me for my kids, are you? I know I beat you up. I know I beat you into within an inch of your life. I know it. But you're going to take me for my kids? You never cared about me, did you? You never gave me a fool. You never even gave us a real chance. Because look how you're doing me right now." Y'all, they know you care. They know you cared. But if you keep forgiving them, like, how much forgiveness do you have in you? I'm not saying you shouldn't forgive, but reconciliation? You should not forgive them. You know, but the reconciliation part is a whole different ball game. You don't have to reconcile with somebody that hurt you. Who cares? At the end of the day, who cares if they tell you that you never cared about me? You never loved me, because you know you did. They're trying to use it. Like, if you think about it from a different perspective, they're trying to gaslight you and they question your own reality. Did I ever love this person? And you know you did. Like, you, and this is where, right? This is what happens right here. And a lot of times in this situation, you're trying to explain yourself how you love them. You try to give them examples on how you cared about them. You try to give them examples and tell them and talk to them, but they already know. They just want to get you talking, because if they can get you talking, they feel like they won. If you think about it from that perspective, they feel like, if I can get this person talking, if I can get you talking, then I feel like I won. Because think about it from that perspective right there. If we're talking, they mean, if you're responding to me, if you're trying to explain to me how you show me love, then I'm winning, aren't I? You know, if you're trying to explain it to me, then we're still in communication. At least you haven't cut me off. At least you haven't went no contact. You know? Sorry, y'all. At least you haven't done that. So I'm still in it. I'm still in the game. There's still a chance for me to win. So they feel like they feel like if you give in to them, they feel like this is how it's going to go. They feel like they have a chance. They have a shot. Because if you're explaining to me how you love me, and I know you've already shown me through your actions before, then I'm winning, you know? Then I won. Then you're not going to give up. You haven't given up on us yet. There's still a chance for us to be together, right? Like, you haven't given up on us, have you, huh? You make sure you fight for us. You're not going to fight for us? Yeah. Oh, my goodness. That's another one of those phrases for a different day right there. You're not going to fight for us, are you? You're not going to fight for us at all? No, nothing? Okay, I guess I gotta go. I gotta go again, I guess. Bang. That's the space. That's the dynamic that a lot of people face right there, y'all. It really, really is. So I'm just telling you, if you're dealing with a narcissist or a toxic person that says one of those phrases, you never cared about me, you never gave a damn about me, you never loved me, just think that they're trying to avoid accountability. Think about the timing. Think about the timing of it all. Like, damn. The timing is very peculiar here, because you never said that when things are going good. You never questioned my love when things are going good, but when things are going bad because of something you've done, all of a sudden, it's you never loved me. That's the space, y'all. You never loved me, did you? That's the mindset. But anyways, y'all, thank y'all for tuning in to another episode. I truly appreciate every single one of y'all. Mental Illness is out. Peace. Thank you so much for making it to the end of my video. You are a mental healness rock star, and I appreciate you for being here. If you haven't already, make sure to click on the screen to subscribe to the channel and watch another one of my videos in my playlist. There's also a link available up here for you to purchase my kids' book, Remember It's Not Your Fault, on Amazon. So check that out. Thank you. I will see you in the next video. Peace.